Well, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
You just got back from a two-day conference on mental health and how it's affecting farmers and others living in rural Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's sad that we need to have such a deep conversation about this, but it's really, really important.
It was a training organized by the Iowa Farmers Union and presented by the Iowa State Extension staff to help about 14 of us people who are members of the Iowa Farmers Union learn more about mental health in rural communities and among farmers and the general population, and see where we could learn more tactics to help people when they're experiencing just general mental health situations or even crises.
Yeah, and the suicide rate among farmers is 3.5 times what it is the population at large, and you know there's a lot of other mental health challenges in
mm-hmm.
agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many reasons why you can be very, very stressed out very, very quickly, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of it has to do with weather and whatnot. But that's certainly not the only cause.
No, farmers face the stress of, especially if they still have the family farm, holding on to that family farm, and their what they feel they owe to the generations of farmers before them, the economic pressures that are beyond a lot of farmers' controls, especially now with different tariffs and the back and forth of what's available and what's not. And there's also a social pressure to portray that rugged individual stereotype and less access to help when farmers need it.
Yeah. So what do you think you took away from the experience in terms of how you can be an advocate for?
Well, first of all, the training was called Mental Health First Aid, and one of the things they impressed upon us the most was that we're not learning how to provide counseling, how to provide medical care, similar to how
sure.
someone goes through first aid training, like providing CPR. We're providing the steps that can help a person understand where to access help and the kind of help available.
Yeah.
So that was really important. We are not professionals in that area. We are called mental health first aiders, and we are now all certified in that area. But it's something that anybody can reach out to in Iowa. You could reach out to the Iowa State Extension and see if they can arrange a training for your group. But the training is organized by the National Council for Mental Well-Being. It's a 501c3 based in Washington, D.C. It was important for the Iowa Farmers Union to have the trainers focus and add statistics on the effects of strains on our mental health from the agricultural aspect.
The incidence of mental illness in the U.S. is on the rise. It just across the spectrum.
Yes.
Correct.
The National Institute of Mental Health estimates that 1 in 5 U.S. adults live with a mental illness. And as you mentioned, this is according to Penn State Extension, suicides are on the rise, increasing 36% from 2000 to 2021.
A 36% increase just in the last 20 years.
Yes, and that's suicides suicide attempts that result in death, not just the attempts themselves. The national suicide average is 14 per 100,000 population, but a 2020 study showed that the suicide rate for farmers and ranchers, farm managers, was 43.7 deaths per 100,000 population.
And that's deaths, not just attempts.
Deaths, not attempts.
And that's consistent with a 3.5% greater risk of suicide among farmers than in other professions.
Right.
So it's it's disturbing.
There are resources, and that was the other main focus of our training, was to help people arrive at the understanding of resources available. So two resources for national access. There's a National Suicide and Crisis Hotline for yourself or someone you know. It's kind of like dialing 911. You dial 988.
Oh, really? Just three numbers?
988 is the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. In Iowa, the Iowa Concern Hotline offers an amazing array of information and services. That's 800-447-1985.
800-447-1985. Mm-hmm. Kathy, thanks for attending that conference. Thanks to the entities that helped sponsor it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you're listening, take care of yourself. Yep. All right?